And we're back. It is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM in Toronto. And we're really very pleased to have the opportunity now to speak to Mother Agnes Mariam de la Croix. She is the Mother Superior of the Monastery of St. James the Mutilated in Syria. And the best term I think we can have to describe Mother Agnes Mariam is that she is a peacemaker, and we know that the country of Syria has been in trauma now since, I guess, 2011, in recent history, 2011 to now. And if we read the paper here or follow the media, we're told that there is the dawn of a new age in Syria, or a new situation, a new government, and our governments want to make develop relations, etc. But there's many reports that the new situation is not so good. So we want to know. And Mother Agnes, welcome to the program.
Thank you for you and for your audience.
Can you tell us? I mean, you have been present for all this. I guess we could have to use the word agony of the struggle over the years. And we have now a new government, and everyone in Canada and around the world, I think, who is conscientious, wants to know what is the present situation there. Is it a safe country? Is it establishing a new, more democratic order? People's rights respected. People have these questions. Could you talk about it?
Thank you for your interest. First of all, I am not Syrian, but I live in Syria since 1994, where I have restored an ancient monastery from the 5th century and established there a religious community, Christian religious community, to go back to the roots of monasticism. We are actually a small community of 20 persons from 11 nationalities. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is Syrian, but we have big ties with the Syrian population. And we love Syria because we are there to serve, okay, and give a good testimony of Jesus Christ and of our love for humanity. Mm-hmm. We were, we were expecting from the so-called friends of Syria that helped eradicate what they called the ancient regime. We were expecting that they will give us all about they have been talking, about democracy, freedom, best equality, etc., inclusivity. Well, we are under a terrorist gang that believe eradicating any other difference in faith, in belief, in ethnic is their target. So every day we have something happening. First of all, you have heard, I don't know, about a genocide. Mm-hmm. Then we had a big conflict with the Druze, first genocide against the Alawites, a minority. Mm-hmm. Then with the Druzes, another minority. Mm-hmm. Every day we have something happening. They say it's isolated cases. But every day you have an isolated case. For example, only yesterday they entered in a very well-known restaurant, and everybody, they put them outside with their rifle, beating them and insulting them. This is in the middle of Damascus, like in the Central Park in New York. Mm-hmm. Then this morning it was more serious because they invaded another restaurant and they began to you know, with the rifle to shoot. And we had the terrible, you cannot see because it's a radio, but it's really something, you know, terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the villages, in the Christian villages, every day you have someone coming from Idlib and saying he cannot, you know, endure that we drink wine, for example, and then he will break all the shop that is selling liquor or spirit, you know, whiskey or whatever, and they're insulting. And so everybody, you know, we are looking into a schizophrenic situation. It's like a schizophrenia because everybody say, we really congratulate you. Now the ancient regime, the fanatical or dictatorship has faded away. But we have something much worse because before they were not killing everybody. They were mm-hmm. killing, but not like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, it's not the best place. It's not the the democracy. And I don't think that we can call it a state. Syria is no more a state. It's an open place, you know, an open geography. Everybody can enter and everybody can come out.
Yeah, we've heard that there's a kind of balkanization, that it's actually kind of disintegrating as a Syrian territory, being broken into pieces. Is that your impression?
You know, balkanization, I don't know if it happens through genocide and beheading and killing. I would say it's an Islamization in what you can define the most fundamentalistic
mm-hmm.
approach of this artificial Islam that was created following Mrs. Clinton. It was created to stand against the URSSR. To stand against the communism. So it's a fake. It's a fake religion that endorses all kind of brutality, discrimination, and cruelty. So yes, we are. We would say also it's Idlibization because the Emirate of Idlib. All those people who were in like in a park in Idlib, like in a reserve, mm-hmm. all the terrorists that were in this reserve of terrorism,
mm-hmm.
now they are running the country. They are the security. They are the general security. Some of them are nice. We will not, you know, be unjust. But not everybody is nice.
I get the impression they're not completely under the control. The idea that there's a central government, of course you described that, that there are elements that are operating as on their own, and there's no discipline or no control from the center of some of these groups. Is that right?
No. Yeah, it's right. Maybe it's a way also to escape accountability, to say I cannot control.
Yes.
But in the long term, government cannot say, I cannot control.
Yes.
He must control.
Well, they certainly are responsible, whether they control or not. It's their job, right?
Yeah. So today we are without real security. And it's a very fluid situation. And everybody, you know, is fearing the worst. Because even the Sunni, even the Muslim people, maybe you have a very small minority that doesn't either nothing arrive to her until today, nothing happened to her until today. But normally, even the Sunni, they are not happy. all around us, you know, we are asking ourselves, what the hell did the big decision makers to prefer this kind of issue for Syria?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yes.
Why to choose this this kind of government and this kind of ruling entity? We don't know why, because they were empowered by the international community.
Yes.
You know?
Well, on that point, there are some states who are expressing a real concern, and others are, most are looking, the Western states seem to be looking the other way, but we heard that the government of Iraq does not want the new leader of Syria to be admitted into any regional body because he has a criminal record and crimes. He's accused of crimes in Iraq. Is that right?
Yes, but nevertheless, because now it's a reality, they had to invite the Syrian pseudo government to the General Assembly of the Arab League in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a real politics.
Yes.
Now, we have the United States that did not recognize this government. We hope that President Trump, who wants, you know, to eradicate Daesh, the ISIS, the Islamic State, would have the capacity to stop this terrible fate and change it. And you have also Mrs. Tulsi Gabbard, the security responsible.
Yes.
She knows. She knows how Syria was under invasion. And, of course, she knows what is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that they will help to bring a good government which is civilian, open, inclusive, who would give real freedom, equality of chances to everybody, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the minimum, please, the minimum, but not terrorist gangs killing everybody, and also they are abducting girls for the black market. You know, for sexual black market, we had to deal with more than 200 girls already that are disappearing, and they are they are on auction in the black market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like slaves, sexual slaves. All these enter into this ideology of the false Islam, the false fundamentalistic Islam.
Mm-hmm.
That was created, and for us, it's something we cannot understand. How you say that you are delivering a big war against terror, and you bring and you consecrate a pseudo government that is headed by a terrorist and that is formed by gangs of terrorists. Well, we don't know. And you entrust a whole population to these gangs. And you say he changed his name and he changed his costume. So that's it. It's another person.
Mm-hmm.
Voilà.
And Just to underline that, these armed groups that, and they, who, that came from the, I think you call it the Emirate of Idlib, they are, they're from all over the world. They're not Syrian, many of them.
Bravo. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's an impossible state impossible to have a state system is where that many armed foreigners are taking advantage of the Syrian population.
Yes, we are facing what we call in Arabic muhajirun. It means the emigrates, the migrants. So they were installed in Syria since 2014. Many villages, Syrian villages, were emptied by force to install those migrants coming from China. It's the Turkmenistan from China, Uyghur, the Chechen, and others. I think there are studies that speak about 80 nationalities.
Amazing.
And they are, just unleashed. They are unleashed everywhere. They can come, they can steal, they can abduct, they can whatever. They have the... And also, they are nationalized. They gave them the Syrian nationality. And
they have guns and...
Yes.
They're given nationality and guns. Well, lastly, Mother Agnes Mary, we have to ask you, what are you calling upon? I know you have many international associates and admirers and supporters of your work, but you've had a place in the effort to create peace and democracy in Syria. What are you urging people to do around the world who know about this?
Well, there must be someone that will protest with the government for their foreign policies. A foreign policy which is, dealing with terrorism and pretending that this terrorism will make a good government for a new Syria. I don't know. It's a blatant lie. And it's very dangerous. It's almost a crime. And look what we have as a fruit. More than 20 to 30,000 people have been beheaded and cruelly killed and eradicated. Then we have those Druzes every day, also against Lebanon, they will also launch some attacks against Lebanon. I am Lebanese, So we don't know what are the whereabouts, where are we going, and what is the plan to introduce such hordes in Syria. We ask for protection. I ask for protection. For myself, for my community, for the minorities. And, fear is today everywhere. They are, the responsibles, the leaders, the religious leaders, they fear even to speak. Even, to request help.
Yes.
You know that I am, today I am under investigation by the Syrian government because I ask for international protection.
Yes.
So there is a trial against me and a warrant.
My goodness.
And that's why I cannot enter into Syria because there is a warrant because I spoke.
Yes.
But I will be speaking because when I see the videos, that are witnessing about barbaric attacks against civilians like yesterday and today,
yes,
and what is happening to some Christian villages and the fate of the, minorities like Alawite, like Druzes, like Kurds, like also Christian. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? We are in a mess and we ask, for example, the United Nations. Why are they covering all these atrocities? Why? The right to protect, where is it? The right to protect is only to intervene to destroy a country, or they can intervene, you know, in a way to protect civilians. I am asking the protection of the civilians out of any political endeavor. It's humanitarian. It's a humanitarian call, you know, a humanitarian request.
Well, I think with that, we should echo what you're doing. We should speak up, and there should be demonstrations. By the way, there was, you'd be pleased, there was a big demonstration in the city of Toronto yesterday, led by the Alawi community. And we have to do more of that, and all Canadians need to join in. Mother Agnes Marion, we are so grateful you could talk to us, and we hope to talk to you again because this is an urgent crisis and we need to know the facts, and we thank you very much for sharing what you know and what you're doing. Thank you.
I thank you for your solidarity, and I ask the Lord to bless you.
Thank you very much. That was Mother Agnes Marion de la Croix, Mother Superior of the Monastery of St. James in Syria. And she is a peacemaker, and she's a bit at risk, as you would know from that interview. We will continue to follow this. We will be listening to the voices of people who realize that the situation is far from safe in Syria, and that Western governments have great responsibility because they brought about the destruction of the previous government. I want to remind everyone or tell you that there is a meeting. It's Thursday, 7:30 p.m. It is on 10ural.com/Alex Terrell of the Quebec Green Party. He has been to China, and he is reporting on it. You can go to the Hamilton Coalition Against the War to get all the facts. That would be 7:30 on Thursday on 10ural.com. It's a, what do we call it? Zoom, I always say. That's a short word. And, of course, Fred Anderson will be speaking in Toronto at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, May 8th, at a different book list. That's 779 Bathurst. His book is Eyes Have Seen, and it's Baraka Books, and it is really a remarkable volume, I got to tell you. It's a book that will move you and trouble you and make you think about what you have done and can do to make the world a better place. It's even a guidebook if you want to know how to do that. You should read Fred Anderson's memoir. This is Phil Taylor for the Taylor Report, and for Pedro, I'm going to say, Steve Fruitman is coming up, 73, 45, 78, and we'll see you next week.